What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another hot show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very talented jazz saxophonist. In 2010, he released independently his debut CD titled In First Impressions, which spent 15 weeks on Billboard jazz charts. His debut single, Sax on the Beach, reached number 16 on the smoothjazz.com indie charts and has been receiving national and international spins on terrestrial and online radio. Please welcome jazz saxophonist Hulan. What's happening, Hulan?
Hey, man, thank you so very much for inviting me here today.
Oh, man, the pleasure is all mine, man. You're a very talented musician. I had a chance to check out your material, and I am highly impressed, man.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so excited. As I tell people, I had a midlife crisis 5 years ago and formed a band. And that's where we've been going ever since. And as I was telling you before we started going live, that this wasn't something that was even starting off being an album. It started off being something that I just wanted to do for a jingle for The Office. And it started sounding good. Next thing you know, I said, well, let's make this song something that the band can play, because I was thinking advertising at that point.
Yeah.
And so I still hadn't thought of it as an album until toward the end of the project.
Wow. Now, the two tracks I did hear, Hulan, Sax on the Beach and Dr. Goodfoot, excellent melodic flavor. It's definitely radio friendly. It's got all the ear candy dings and whistles that, you know, we're used to hearing on the format of the radio, man. And, you know, it's instantly you just can't help but to gravitate to your style as a saxophonist, man.
Thank you very much. I was so blessed because Sax on the Beach went up to number 4 on the independent chart, and Dr. Goodfoot went to number 2 on the independent chart. And Sax on the Beach spent 15 weeks on the Billboard Top 30. It was just an amazing.
Wow. Amazing.
And so I can't wait to see how the next project comes out, which I'm actually in the middle of and getting ready to produce, and hopefully that'll be out soon.
Nice. Now, give me some of your musical influences coming up in the game, Hulan. I mean, who are some of the guys who really kind of paved that way for you as a saxophonist, and some of the traits you would like to mirror in your own career, man? Who were those, you know, musical heroes, I like to call them, in your life?
Well, Grover Washington stands up there. He's the one who I used to play and practice with when I just first picked up the saxophone and would try to play everything that I heard that he produced. David Sanborn is another one, and as well as Dave Brubeck, and John Coltrane, and Charlie Parker. And, you know, my latest mentor now is Jeff Koshua, who actually helped produce my CD.
Wow. You know, influences are a huge part, and I think in everybody's musical career, man. It's, you know, we start out, some of us, with, you know, excellent ability, speed, and dexterity, and, you know, even blessed with some good dynamics as an amateur. You know, so, you know, bringing those influence into your tracks is really where it's at. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, and you can't go wrong with Sanborn and Grover Washington as the heroes, man. They really pretty much paved the way for a lot of saxophonists out there.
Yes, I think they helped form the foundation for what we now call smooth jazz.
Definitely. You know, with your own personal style as a saxophonist, Hulan, I mean, how would you describe your sonic signature as a saxophonist?
I like to consider myself a balladeer. I really like the smooth, silky, romantic types of songs that help set a mood.
You know, you made a good point, man. I think a lot of the times, I think we stick to a certain style because a lot of the styles, I think, really reflects on our personality as a person. And, you know, our personality, our personal traits, how we are as a person can really reflect in our compositions and things. So, I kind of take it that you may be a really laid-back person and a real cool and just, you know, really looking at the scene and looking at the big picture. Because ballads sometimes, man, it takes a lot of phrasings and the right type of phrasings to add in your composition and your solos. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you there.
I don't like music that you hear. I like music that you feel. Music that puts you someplace, a place that puts you back in a place in time, that puts you in a place that says, I remember when. It's something that is, it's a spiritual connection. It's not just an auditory connection.
You know, for composition and production, Hulan, give me some of your personal production tips that you've applied on your own composition and as well as other compositions that you might have been featured on or played on.
Well, it boils down to style. I like to play the things that I like to hear and things that other people might like to hear. I'm not a fancy, techno, flashy type of person. I like to try to stick with basics, and I believe that, you know, sometimes less notes are better than more notes, and it's how you play the notes to help to create a feeling, to set a mood. That's where I am.
Yeah, that's important, man. You know, composition, you know, when we start a song, you know, after the foundation is there and we can kind of really get into the groove of what we laid, you know, finding that center in your songs is really the key. I think every musician who's playing on a live part or as a soloist, if you find that center in the song, I mean, that's really where we can really get into our improv and really start bringing out the full potential of the melodic structure and the composition. And, you know, it's just really cool, you know, how we can kind of take away and add things and really build your song to locate that center so we can really groove and really close it out and into its best potential as a song. So, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I try not to play from my brain, but play from my heart.
Now, you've been tracking and recording for a little bit of time now, Hulan. I mean, you know, we're coming from analog recording, and, you know, we've all merged into the DAW world of recording. A lot of us have. Are there any specific formats that you're tracking on now, or maybe something in the past that you prefer to what you're using now?
Right now, it's whatever my producer's preference is. And right now, I'm working with a couple of different guys with different formats. Actually, just came from New York a couple of weeks ago to record another album under a different type of format. So I pretty much try to leave that up to the producer.
You know, talk about collaborating with other musicians, man. Give me a time in your life, in your musical career, where the collaboration became a learning session, a teaching session as well, learning from other veteran musicians out there, man. I mean, who are some of the guys who you felt really gave you that mentorship and really gave you that vision of where you want to be as an artist now?
Well, honestly, I am not a trained musician. I really seriously started playing within the last 5 to 6 years. My roommate in college basically showed me which end of the horn to blow into, and that was pretty much my introduction to music. And everything I've learned on my own through time. And I've spent the majority of my time seriously just basically in the bedroom listening to the type of music that I enjoy and trying to reproduce my sounds. But the real learning didn't begin until I came outside of the house 6 years ago and started playing with other people. That's where the learning curve went exponential. And I've had a lot of powerful people in my life within the last 5 years, local people who have really just given me a lot of insight and direction, and that's really helped expand my horizons. Recently, I started taking piano lessons, not necessarily become a piano player, but to understand the structure of music, to understand chords and relationships of chords, not to become a better piano player, but to become a better saxophone player. And now I'm taking lessons also now at Berklee, so I can hopefully be the one person that I like to be one day.
Oh yeah,
I'm still growing. I'm still in my infancy. I'm just immersing myself into this, and I want to know as much as I can, and be the best person that I can be, not only in medicine but in music as well.
Now, music is a constant learning thing, Hulan. I've been tracking recording for about 22 years now, and you know, I consider myself still a student of the game. There's just so many things to learn, you know, aside from the music side, but also the technical side of engineering and production and really putting songs together. You know, it just constantly evolves, man. You know, I tell everybody, man, the great masters are the elders out there, you know, guys with experience that, you know, have been there, done that, and has the experience behind them. You know, with the title of the CD, First Impressions, man, how did that come about? I mean, was this something that you put together on your own, or did you have a couple of band members and session players and producers that produce and kind of arranged everything for you?
Well, first impressions was my feeling is I wanted to make of my best first impression, because my motto is you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And so I wanted to come off blazing. I didn't want people to think that this was just a garage band project, that it was just something temporary, just doing for fun. I want everybody to know that I'm serious about this. And I wanted to make the best impression as I could.
Nice. You know, finding that zone as a musician, it ranges for different people, man. A lot of guys get that studio experience where they can really focus on the projects, or a lot of guys really being on stage where they can, you know, feed off the energy off the audiences and then their band members, getting that zone. Where do you feel that zone is for you, Hulan, on stage or is it in the studio?
Definitely on stage. Studio is an entirely different world. It does. Because part of music is not just you, but the interaction that you have with the people that you're playing with, because you feed off of that, and it moves you, and it helps take you, I believe, to other levels. A studio is a little more mechanical. It's a little more pure and austere environment. You don't get the feedback. So I like playing in front of the audience.
Now, one thing with the live, man, it's one thing, especially on the improv. You know, we have one game plan before we get on stage. It's like, okay, man, we're going to stick to this routine. But, man, sometimes one of us is going to get in that zone, man. You know, we're going to come from Earth and go to Mars and, you know, take us somewhere else in the universe, man. And that's really where the magic happens. It's just those improv moments. So, yeah, I totally agree with you there.
Right. Being there with the people, I mean, it just helps you go to another level.
Oh,
when you
totally
see people enjoying what you're doing, it just allows you to just go higher.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, marketing yourself as an independent musician has changed over the past 10 years, Hulan. What steps have you taken to market yourself as a soloist in addition to a session player to be featured on other artists' projects?
Well, what's happened with me, again, is that it's one of those latent type dreams, you know, one of those things you've always wanted to do but have had to put on hold, you know, either going to school or raising a family, you know, and now that all the kids are grown, Dad can have time. Dad can do the things that he's always wanted to do. And so what I'm trying to do is explore my potential, and I want to try to take this as far as I can possibly go.
Wow. You know, playing remakes has been a huge role in my musical journey, Hulan. You know, it really developed my ear maturity. It also helps me catch on songs in the improv session, just jamming with other musicians I've never encountered. But since we know the songs, we can get on stage and work it out. Are there any songs out there that you would like to remake as your own? Pay homage to other musicians that you've admired in the past.
Actually, I have already done that, and you're going to hear that on the next CD.
Nice.
I don't know if I want to reveal that just yet.
Right. No, we can say it for the next show, man.
I want it to be a surprise.
But that's hot, man. You know, I talked to a lot of guys on my show about remakes, and, you know, I've talked to a lot of heavy hitters and veterans out there, man, and it just amazes me how even the veterans still are fans of other musicians. You know, they still admire and they still remake and play a lot of these songs to this day just because they're still a fan of these songs. And these songs are 30, 40 years old, but it's just, you know, it's just really nice to see how music has impacted, you know, the best of us out there. So it's truly amazing.
I agree with you so very much.
You know, we're approaching the end of 2011. I'm getting ready to make our move into 2012. What is on the musical agenda?
What's on the musical agenda? I'm going to add a little bit of R&B to this CD that's coming out. I want to add a little bit of something for everybody.
Nice.
I want to have something for somebody who wants to sit back and listen with a glass of cognac and a cigar to some songs where you want to get up and dance. I want to have a little bit for everybody.
Nice. Dance floor, man. That's definitely where you get the attention. Well, Hulan, it's been a true pleasure to have you on the show, man. We'd love to have you back. Talk about your new CD. You definitely got a spot here at the Producer's Corner.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to you again. I'm so excited.
Man, well, you have a safe 2011 and a 2012, Hulan, and the best luck to you and your family, man. Have a safe one.
Thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome now. Bye-bye.
Bye. And a big shout out and thank you to Hugh Lon for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. Very talented musician, man, and just to know that he's only been doing it for about 5 to 6 years, putting out his own independent material, and to hear how seasoned he is as a musician, it's just truly phenomenal, man. What a true talent indeed. For more information on Hugh Lon, you need to check out his website at www.hughlon.com. www.hughlon.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit me up at www.spud2tight.com. www.spud2tight.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast, so if you have a Mac, a PC, an iPod, or an iPad, open up the iTunes store, type in the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, click in my image, and you'll have a list of my past and current interviews as well. And to close out the show, I'm going to let that song just play in the background close out the show, and it's by Hugh Lon. It's called Dr. Goodfoot. So until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.